You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Semantic, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. In today's podcast, we'll discuss a recently discovered vulnerability in Microsoft Windows operating systems. The goal of this podcast is to draw out the importance of applying security patches as soon as possible after they're released, or taking appropriate measures to mitigate against attacks. On August 8, 2006, Microsoft released 10 security bulletins to address various flaws. One of these bulletins addresses a vulnerability in the server service on different versions of the Windows operating system. Specifically, this flaw is a buffer overflow that can allow a remote attacker to take full control over your computer. The buffer overflow exists in the RPC components of the server service. When the service receives an excessive amount of data, insufficient bounds checking is performed, allowing the data to override critical memory locations, including return addresses. As an attacker can create an exploit that causes the buffer to be overrun and have their code be executed when the function returns. Since the server service is running with system privileges, the attacker's code is also executed with those privileges. Within 2 days of the release of the patches for this vulnerability, exploit code was made publicly available. Another 2 days after that, the first malicious code to exploit this vulnerability was discovered in the wild. A 4-day window between release of a patch and the release of malicious code doesn't allow administrators very much time to test the patches, then roll them out to computers on their networks. The bot that exploits this vulnerability, named win32.wargbot, was first seen in the wild on August 12th. When it first installed on a vulnerable computer, the bot disables several security features. It changes registry keys to disable the Windows firewall and turn off Windows Security Center notifications. Disabling these features is a common way for malicious code to try to stay hidden on an infected computer. Once it's finished its installation routines, Wargbot injects itself into the explorer.exe process and deletes its original file to even further escape detection. At this point, the bot connects to an IRC server and waits for commands. Like most bots, Wargbot can perform denial-of-service attacks, download and execute remote files, and give the attacker access to a remote command shell. Unlike most bots, though, Wargbot doesn't start propagating as soon as it's installed. Instead, it waits until established connection to its command and control servers before it starts trying to infect other computers. Wargbot also lets the attacker interface with the AOL Instant Messenger client if it's installed on an infected computer. This can be used to send spam and phishing messages to your contacts or even copies of the bot itself. The attacker can also command Wargbot to download and install another piece of malicious code called Ranky.x. This program serves as both a backdoor server and a spam proxy. Each time it's installed on a computer, Ranky notifies a remote server of the new infection so that the attacker can keep track of all the compromised hosts. This Ranky variant connects to a remote server on TCP port 25 and relays any email messages it receives. Proxying spam this way keeps the attacker's servers from being placed in DNS block lists. Instead, since the IP addresses of compromised computers will be on the spam messages, those will be the ones that are added to any block list. This means that as an administrator, if a computer on your network is compromised, one or more addresses within your assigned range of external addresses may then be blacklisted. It can be difficult to have addresses removed from block lists, so if your mail server is in this address space, users that implement block lists may not be able to receive mail from your domain. If patches for this vulnerability can't be applied immediately due to compatibility concerns with proprietary software or other concerns, there are mitigation strategies that can be implemented. Block TCP ports 139 and 445 at the network boundary, since these ports are used to initiate communication to the vulnerable server service. Implement egress filtering at the boundary as well to prevent bot-infected computers from connecting to command and control servers. Wargbot uses TCP port 18067 to connect to its IRC servers, but future variants or other bots exploiting this vulnerability could easily use different ports. Firewalls should also block all ports by default and only allow traffic to enter and leave the network on ports that are known to carry traffic required for business communications. Also, use intrusion detection systems or IDS systems to monitor for signs of a malicious activity, such as unexplained incoming and outgoing network traffic. This could result from the bot communicating with its command and control server or propagating to other computers. Additionally, antivirus definitions are available to detect WargBot and Ranky. Always ensure that antivirus programs are running with up-to-date definitions and run regular full system scans of all client systems as well as servers. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.